Today, we'd like to see the title of a few words in Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 through 21. To another word of people through MP3 or YouTube channel on theirs, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 12, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work." What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2, in verse 13, "I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." What does it mean, and what can we learn from here? In verses 18-19, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to this thing, God will add to him the plagues that are written in his book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, from the things which are written in this book." What do these mean, and how can we apply these to our lives? "He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who filthy, let him filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him is holy." In Revelation chapter 22, verse 11, in the last time, "It will be no opportunity given to repent after those not written in the book of life cast into the lake of fire." In Revelation chapter 20, 15, "Every saint redeemed by Jesus' blood, who is righteous and holy as a king and priest, will pray and sing a new song before the Lord in the holy city." "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give it to everyone according to his work." My reward, give it to everyone according to his work. The Lord give the incorruptible reward to everyone according to his work, after spirit, not after the flesh. For the indwelling spirit, salvation, or position salvation, is for your face. Not your work or your flesh work, through the grace of God. While your rewards are for your works after the spirit, the rewards are given to the faithful Christians after the spirit for God's glory, not self-glory. Romans chapter 8, 4-5, "That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not work according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit, things of the spirit." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption." Matthew 25, 21, "His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You are faithful of a few things. I will make you ruler of many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 31, "Therefore, whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Matthew 6, 3-4, "But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret. Your Father who sees in secret will him reward you openly." 13, question 2, "I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. In the Greek, Greek 24 letters, the first letter alpha and the 24th or last letter omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Here Jesus declared deity. God exists from the creation to the end. Revelation chapter 1 verse 8 and 7, I am the alpha and omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, but he laid his right hand on me, on John, saying to me, do not be afraid, I am the first and the last. Isaiah 4:14, who has performed and does it, calling the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, am the first, and with the last, I am here. Trinity God is three beings of God, God the Father, Son of God, and the Spirit. Jesus is the Son of God on the earth. The Word became flesh. Jesus ministered on the earth. John chapter 1 verses 1 to 5, 14. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shined in the darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hebrews chapter 11, 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. 1 John chapter 5, 7. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word. The Word became flesh, the Word, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. These three are one, Trinity God. Verse 14, blessed are those who do his commandment. To do is after the Spirit, not after the flesh. Faith is followed by doing, Romans chapter 8, 3 and 4. For what the Lord could not do in death, it was weak through the flesh. God did by sending his own Son in likeness of a sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not work according to flesh, but according to Spirit. James 2:26. For as the body without the Spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. They may have the right, the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. Adam was deprived of the right to the tree of life in the Garden of Eden by sin. But Christians have the right to the tree of life in the holy city, New Jerusalem, where there is no sin. Genesis chapter 3, 24. So he drove out man, Adam. He placed a cherubim at east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. Revelation 20:15, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 21:2, then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. 15, But outside of dogs, dogs are those who are against the holy things. Matthew 7 says, do not give what is holy to the dogs, nor cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. And sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. No lie is of the truth, Jesus or the word of God. 1 John chapter 21, John, those are barred to enter to the holy city. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, that no lie is of the truth. John 14, 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 17, 17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word, truth, not lie. 15, we did it. Now 16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you, John the Apostle, this thing, the book of Revelation in the churches. In the churches, the seven churches from Revelation chapter 2 to 3. Examples of today's churches. First, Ephesus, Lavalus, Smyrna, persecuted. Like Iran, North Korea underground church, Pergamos compromising. There are so much commercialized, compromised. Pergamos corrupted, actually so corrupted. Sardis, dead church, no love. Philadelphia, faithful church. Laodicea, lukewarm. Here, church is the group of people or souls, not buildings. Human history, including every local church, is in the Lord's control. As He is, desires, or merely allowed to be. The incorruptible word not perished, but the corrupt building deteriorated. This is a look and there, the seven, that time churches, all church buildings deteriorated. Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. That's true. Amen. The root and upper springs of David, the bright and morning star. As the creator of heavens and earth, Jesus existed long before David, but as a human, He was one of David's direct descendants through Mary, the Virgin Mary. That is a footnote 9, Isaiah 11, 11. There shall come forth a rock from the stem of Jesse, Jesse David's father, and a branch will grow out of a root. So this one is Jesse. Look at 30:31. The son of Mela, the son of Manah, the son of Matan, the son of Nathan. Nathan is David's son, I think third son. The son of David. Then is Jesse. The bright, the morning star. Jesus is the bright and morning star to all the world. Satan is a replicate of Jesus as a son of morning. Isaiah chapter 14, 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning, this morning star. Now you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. 17. And the spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come. Let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the word of life. Really, the Spirit and the bride is the church ruled by the Spirit. Come, come to Jesus. Let him who hearer say, come, come to Jesus. Let him who thirst, let him who are thirsty of the Spirit come. Whoever comes to Jesus without partiality, as God wants, lest any perish. 2 Peter chapter 3:9. Whoever desires, God gave the gift of free will to humans, wanting that they exercise the free will to love God. 11, footnote 11, Genesis 2:16. And the Lord God commanded man, saying, over every tree of the garden you may freely eat. Freely, not forced. Exodus chapter 35:20. The children of Israel brought their free will offering to the Lord. All the men of women whose hearts were willing to bring material for all kinds of the work which the Lord, by the hand of Moses, had commanded to be done. Take the word of life, the living water, from the indwelling spirit in every believer after Jesus' death and resurrection. John chapter 4:10. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who said to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, the Samaritan woman, he would have given you living water. John chapter 7:38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Take the word of life, the living water, from the indwelling spirit in every believer, then freely, without money. God's ministry never depends upon money or capitalism, although money is just a tool for the ministry. Isaiah chapter 55:1. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you have no money, come, buy and eat, you come. Buy wine, milk, without money and without price. Verse 18, question 3. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophets of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. If you add something to these things in the book of Revelation, the plague will be added to you. God doesn't want to add to the word of God, including Revelation, the last book of the scriptures. Verse 19, and if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. If you delete something from the words of the book of Revelation, your name will be taken away from the book of life, the holy city, and the things such as the tree of life. God doesn't want to delete a few words from the word of God, including Revelation. Human explanation, interpretation, or opinion should not be exalted to same authority as the text itself of the scripture. Who can be against the scriptures? Deuteronomy chapter 4:2, you shall not add to the word which I command you. Command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you. Don't alt. Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Luke 4:4, but Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Acts chapter 20:27, for I have not shunned to declare to you to the whole council for 3 years, morning and night. Psalm 138:2, I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. But you have magnified your word above all your name, because God's name is included in God's word. That's why. Second Corinthians chapter 10:5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Very clear, obedience to Christ. 20. He who testifies to these things say, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Jesus, who revealed these things through his angel to John the Apostle, surely I am coming quickly. We don't know when Jesus returns except God the Father. But when the time comes, it will come quickly. So we should watch it for the foreshadows, COVID-19, fire, tornado, famine, earthquake, and so on, for Jesus' return. Matthew chapter 24:36. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Matthew 25:13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. John the Apostle says, so be it. Maranatha. We see John's strong hope of Jesus' return, as we should do so. 1 Corinthians chapter 15:22. Okay. If anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. O Lord, come. O Lord, come is Maranatha. King James said Maranatha. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. The grace of Lord Jesus God with you all. The benediction for grace is at the end of the scripture, compared with the curse at the end of Old Testament. 2 Corinthians chapter 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Malachi 4:6. And he will turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of children their fathers, lest I come strike the earth with a curse. So you should hearten or focus on the Lord, otherwise you would be cursed. Every Christian will live forever and be rewarded according to each spiritual work. Worship the Lord face to face in the holy city, where all evil is removed. Human history is in the Lord's control, no matter what. Even if in the world influenced by Satan, with a Christian as the light and salt, live by faith. Ultimately, our Lord decreed the holy city in new earth and new heaven. Come to Jesus, the hope. Jesus himself, the hope and joy. Here, there is a table, Garden of Eden versus New Jerusalem. Genesis, Adam and Eve ate the tree of life and were forbidden to eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve worked and talked with God. Revelation worship God face to face. Here, even Adam ate the forbidden tree of knowledge of good and evil, deceived by evil serpent who talked with Eve. Holy city where all evil is removed, recreated. Adam and Eve were driven out from the Garden of Eden, that it was destroyed by sin. Eat the fruits, leaves of tree of life, and live with the Lord forever. So we covered the all three questions, and let us sing all together. Maranatha music song, chapter the page 57, number 4.